This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Happy 2014. It's a new year. I got me a new knee.
Nikki, you got a new knee before.
I don't.
Just so you know.
New knee or nooner? I don't need a new you because you're so beautiful.
Oh,
I just keep what I got.
Yeah.
But we're going to dedicate this show, as we always do, the first show of the year, to ways and means by which to eat healthier, be healthier, dine healthier, work out for health, and enjoy your life for the health of it. Thank you very much.
That knee.
Shut up. Whole Foods has put a whole new emphasis on starting and keeping the new year on track for their customers. They're putting a nutritionist in D.C. area stores, and they're putting special emphasis on eating your veggies. Okay, so we're going to talk about their new program with Whole Foods nutritionist Sherry Lester. And we also have Katie Wolfen, who was on Fox 5 with you a couple of weeks ago from Whole Foods, to just talk about that whole program. And of course, as everyone knows, D.C. is a town where spin is an art form, but the kind of spin we're going to talk about today.
Ha, ha, ha.
I thought that was pretty.
It was good.
I thought it was pretty goddamn clever myself.
I thought that was. You must be in marketing.
But we're talking the kind of spin cycling and cycling that's really good for everybody on both sides of the aisle. Zengo Cycle Bethesda and now Logan Circle has a holistic workout routine where you can spin your way to good health, and co-owner Mark Caputo's in today. We're going to talk with him about that.
I know. I'm really looking forward
to
that.
And what else are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about lots of things.
Okay.
So, cleaning out your pantry and fridge.
I was just thinking about
that. Yeah, you never do it. But it is the new year, and it is something you should really do as you get ready to start 2014 right. So we've got with us Chef Jessica Swift. She's a master at priming home kitchens for optimal cooking efficiency and utility. And she's going to talk about cabinet cleanups and eliminating allergens and how to get your kitchen ready to be the best it can be.
You know what's going to happen? She's going to tell us all about it, and we're going to go home and you're going to tell me what to do, right?
Yeah, you're not. I don't let you in the kitchen.
Get in there.
Okay, so no cocktails and no brews and no wine on the show today. Sorry for all the guests in studio, because normally we're having a good time by this point.
Normally we're lit up by about 11:30.
Shots have already started normally at this point, but instead we're going to be very, very healthy. And we have Goutte Tonics in with us. The founder of Violaine Urbain is in with us. Did I say that correctly?
That's the first. Well, we started the year right. Look at that.
I have a terrible habit of butchering people's
names.
You're
lucky she didn't call you Fred Smith.
Anyway, she brought in this gorgeous selection of tonics, and we're going to learn not only how to detox, but actually add these kinds of healthy drinks to your everyday diet.
All right.
So let's start with you, V.
Hi.
What's your deal? How did this all come about?
So we make raw organic tonics and cleanses, and how it all started is about 2 years ago, I ended up with an ulcer in the hospital. Very surprisingly, we didn't really know what had happened. And so
I told her on the phone, the same thing happened to me. I wound up in the hospital. I had 7 ulcers.
Why are all these defective women in my studio?
What is wrong with us? What are we doing wrong?
And so when I left, they basically told me that I was going to be on antacids for the rest of my life. They gave me prescriptions, and I was like, there's no way. I don't do prescription medication. Like, I need to find another source of, you know, trying to get better. So basically, I started doing research, and we found this alkaline water machine. And basically what it does is it separates acidic from alkaline water. So you're left with anything above like an 8.0 pH. So 7.0 is like your balance. And with like the diet that we eat today with dairy, meat, coffee, alcohol, it's all very acidic. And so we need to try to balance that out again. So
that's what the alkaline, for people who don't understand what alkaline does.
Yeah.
It balances the acid
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's not the same alkaline that's in my battery, correct?
I hope not.
Well, then why do they call that alkaline?
Okay, don't ask. But is it like, let me ask you a question. So Dutch processed cocoa has alkaline, is it, in it? Like, that's the difference between, does anybody know the answer to this question? Am I asking a question that nobody knows
She's
the answer to?
She's from Belgium, not Holland.
Okay. But Dutch processed cocoa is has alkaline in it. That's the difference between Dutch processed cocoa and American cocoa. Like, so is that what they're adding to it?
It might be that it's less processed.
Okay. I don't know. Perhaps, because I know,
like, cocoa that you put is, you know, is very processed, but it comes from the cacao bean.
Right.
Did you just stutter?
No, he's just being a jerk. Okay, so you decided to go with alkaline water. Why the tonics? Why bring that into
it? Yeah, so we started with the alkaline water. We loved it. I felt great. And then... you know, everyone knows that lemon is great for you as well. You should be having it every morning. It helps keep you balanced. So we kind of started to do a drink with lemon, some cayenne, which is great for your heart health, for your metabolism. And then the sweetener
Well, no, keep going. But I mean, I've got a question.
Okay. And then the last thing that we put in our base is coconut nectar, which is a sweetener that comes from the coconut blossom. It's low glycemic. It's got vitamin A, vitamin K, potassium. It's amazing.
Coconut water?
No. So it's like sap. It looks like maple syrup. Like it comes out of the blossom.
Neat. That's on the coconut tree.
do electrolytes and alkaline meet up, or don't they? Does one have nothing to do with the other?
Yeah, not really. I mean, alkaline is really what happens with, like, if you have an acidic body. Like, that's where you get disease. That's where you get sick, is because of acidity in your body.
Okay.
So electrolytes is different in the sense it's, you know,
that replenishes your body.
Exactly.
Okay. So how did you come up with the kinds of, like, you have all these drinks here today?
Yes.
And so the next section that we talk to you, we can talk a little bit more about doing an actual detox.
Yeah.
But just as far as the drinks you brought in today, like, what did you bring in and how do you incorporate them into an everyday diet?
Yeah. So we have basically like a drink with everything. We have a drink with kale, a drink with blue green algae and chlorella, a drink with turmeric, a drink with aloe vera, mint and ginger. So really something for all taste buds and all aspects of your day. So really, we always say you can drink one in the morning is really good to start off your day, but especially like before, after a workout, as a snack replacement. And that's why we sell mostly to like yoga studios, cycling studios, places like that, because after you work out, you've just sweat copious amounts and all you want is something like this that's gonna, you know, replenish. It's alkaline water, it's lemon, it's super refreshing.
So all your drinks have lemon in them?
Yeah, except for the milks. They all have lemon.
Okay, so what are we starting with this morning?
So we're going to start with the detox. I mean, let's just like go straight to it. So that's the one with the kale.
Okay, so it's just kale?
So it's just kale and the base. So it's got the alkaline water, the lemon, the cayenne, and the coconut nectar.
Is it spicy?
Yeah, they have a little bit of a kick to them.
Oh, good.
Nothing too crazy.
I love that. Okay, great. We'll start pouring.
All right, while you're doing that, let's turn to Sherry Lester. Don't go away,
Sherry. Yeah, Sherry, you got to get in front of that mic.
Right. She's trying to climb out the window. Sherry's a nutritionist. To say you're a nutritionist is to really not tell the whole story about you, but she's with Whole Foods, and she's one of the nutritionists, am I right, that we will find in the D.C. area stores?
Yes, a healthy eating specialist.
A healthy eating specialist. Why don't you give us a little on your background so we know why we should talk to you about nutrition?
Okay, well, about 3 years ago, actually at this point about 3.5 years ago, I decided that I had been an artist in the district here for about 20 years, and I was experiencing my own health challenges and finding that nutrition was really helping to become more balanced and to feel better. And I was doing a lot of reading about nourishing the body through foods and basically using food as medicine. So I decided to go back to school and become a certified holistic health coach, and have been doing it ever since, and also studying plant-based nutrition, which is what eventually led me to Whole Foods here in Whole Foods Georgetown.
So tell us what Whole Foods Georgetown is doing. I mean, why bring somebody like you into a marketplace?
Well, it's one of the core values of Whole Foods is healthy eating education. And so each store has a dedicated person in the store who is a healthy eating specialist to be able to educate not only the team members, but the customers, to really just talk about different foods and the nutrition that they have, offer recipes, offer just exciting new ways to, because people kind of, you know, sometimes you fall into weekly patterns where you're always buying the same thing. But there are a lot of new, exciting, kind of a wide array of nutritious foods. And so mm-hmm. we're there to kind of to help them make new selections, let them know how to prepare them, how to cook them, recipes to use.
Well, I think what's always interesting about Whole Foods as a Whole Foods shopper.
You've got all my money. When she says, we only have to pick up a few things, I see a couple of C notes going away.
So I don't take them shopping with me.
But you have good food in your kitchen.
We do.
Not for long.
Yeah, we do.
Kids, so it's like,
but, you know, Whole Foods is known for the samples, and
yes,
which is, I think,
exactly.
is a great way to learn about the different products in there.
Right.
Are you tapping your number, your finger at me for a reason?
No.
Oh, I thought you were telling me a time. Okay. But how do people utilize somebody like you at the market? I mean, how is Whole Foods doing some sort of outreach to let people know that your sort of specialty is there for them?
Absolutely. Well, what we do, and the healthy eating specialists, our role varies from store to store, but mm-hmm. basically we all have the same goal. Some healthy eating specialists will offer classes.
Okay.
Offer classes not only to the employees who work in the store, but also to the customers. Mm-hmm. Cooking demonstrations, healthy eating tastings. We have sometimes community events. We have store tours, healthy eating store tours.
But do you have a place in the stores, like in Peanuts, where Lucy has the doctor is in?
Are you, you know, some stores do. Actually, some stores have a dedicated section where the healthy eating specialist can be found.
Mm-hmm.
It varies on the store size and the location
right.
and what they have.
Can I make an appointment
yes,
with you?
Yes, absolutely. And you can always call the store, or you can email, and you can make either a one-on-one appointment. We do consultations also with customers.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things that we have coming up at the store, for example, is we'll do book signings, and mm-hmm. we have a speaker coming here at the Georgetown location, Rip Eselstyn from Engine 2. He'll be here to sign his book, to mm-hmm. talk to the public. It's a free event. We offer food, and that's later this month on the 29th, so in the morning.
Well,
so,
I love the idea of a store tour. I'm sure people don't realize what they can get out of it.
It's true. I did, like I said, I did a couple of label reading store tours
mm-hmm.
in the fall, and people they learn a lot. I give them handouts. We do a little talk in the beginning, mm-hmm. and then we actually go through the store and we talk about different foods that they're not previously familiar with.
Okay.
And so I give them ideas, and then sometimes, for example, several people were interested in stevia, but they mm-hmm. had never tasted it before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I open a box of stevia and everybody tastes it, and so it's a really great way to engage people and introduce them to new things.
The label
that
should
they
say
didn't know
sweetener
about.
That won't kill you.
Well,
at the moment.
And for people who
that's
are.
That's right.
I mean, I use it
20
too.
Years
I mean,
from
I
now,
do,
rats
but,
will
you
be
know.
Spinning in circles.
Or, but in general, for people who have, who are looking to, are interested in understanding sodium levels. So
mm-hmm.
that's the type of thing, label reading. We would look at levels of sodium, and I would talk to them about how many milligrams you really want of sodium per
mm-hmm.
day. And so if they're sensitive in that area, they would make food choices dependent on what something like that says.
Okay, great. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, you're making a beautiful salad over there. What are you going to be making for us?
I made this in the store a couple of months ago. We
mm-hmm.
have an event every Wednesday night called Wines Day, and this was one of the most popular dishes that I made for our Wines Day event.
Every day is Wines Day at our house.
Every day is Wines Day.
I'll bring the kids in.
Well, we have it at Whole Foods every Wednesday evening. So, and it's a really fun thing, food and wine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing a healthy red cabbage salad.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
We are going to take a quick break, but I do want to say we have an answer to the question that I threw out there. Somebody, Alex Levine, tweeted me to tell me. Hold on, I have to find it.
Alex Levin?
Alex Levin, sorry. Alex Levin, the pastry chef at, I can't find it.
Marini.
Osteria Marini. He tweeted me something, and now I can't find it. All right, I'll get it. I have the answer to why, how alkalized cocoa works and what the deal is with it.
That'll keep the audience riveted.
Well, I wanted to know.
He tweeted me something, and I can't remember what it was.
I don't know where it went.
Stay with us.
All right, this is David and Nikki Nels with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back. Disappear.
Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why isn't 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
What do you want to be when you're older?
When I'm older, I want to be a singer. That's my goal.
An organizer of like do-gooders.
I want to be a media mogul.
When I'm older, I want to be anything but the one that doesn't fit in, the one that people don't love.
Everyone deserves a dream.
But some of us are depressed,
anxious,
angry,
scared,
don't feel like ourselves.
If that's you, say something.
Talk to someone. People will listen. Add your voice at oktotalk.org. Oktotalk.org.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and you're lucky because the one on the microphone now knows what's going on. We're back with Sherry Lester from Whole Foods Nutrition. She's making a nutritious salad over there for us, right?
I am, yeah.
And while you're doing that, I don't know if we can get the mic over there. I don't know how we're supposed to manage it. We can't. But while you're sort of putting the salad together, talk about Meatless Mondays, because that was one of the points.
It was really hot like 2 years ago. Like restaurants all across the country were doing it. I felt like people were really getting on board with it. And then it sort of petered out.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that we are dedicated to in the month of January and mm-hmm. hopefully beyond that. Mm-hmm. But every Monday night, beginning tomorrow night in all Whole Foods stores, it will be Meatless Mondays from 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And it's $8. We're going to dedicate a large portion of our prepared food section to having vegetarian and meatless meals. So basically, people will come. It's a kind of a Meatless Monday supper club event. People can come, fill up their plates for $8. Then we're all going to be kind of sitting down in the cafe. Sometimes there will be demonstrations. Sometimes the healthy eating specialists there will be on hand to offer speak and have classes mm-hmm. in conjunction with the Meatless Monday. But tomorrow night at our store, at our Georgetown location, we are doing Italian night.
Okay.
And then the next
Benissimo.
Yes. And then the next Monday night, I believe, is we're going to feature Indian food. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing a Tex-Mex night. And then at the end of the month, we're doing kind of a healthy comfort foods prior to the Super Bowl.
Well, because, you know, we were doing Meatless Monday in the house for a mm-hmm. while. And I mean, my kids are pretty aggressive eaters. I mean, they'll try things. But one of the issues I have with Meatless Monday, especially when it came to them, was how do I make it Meatless Monday without it being carb loading Monday, you know, like bagels and pasta? Like, how do I incorporate different things on Meatless Monday so that I just don't feel like I'm carb loading?
Frittatas, you know what I mean? Loaded with kale.
Well, I do a lot of frittatas. Well, but, you know, like, it's hard.
Yeah, a lot of our dishes are going to be vegetable-based, mm-hmm. and they're going to be vegetables that are cooked in kind of new and delicious ways, interesting ways, so that it isn't just a replace. We're not replacing it. It's not going to be necessarily dairy or carb heavy. It's okay. going to be more of a healthier approach, but a really delicious, mm-hmm. healthy vegetable based approach to meatless meals.
So for the people that are listening, which aside from Georgetown, which mm-hmm. Whole Foods stores have nutritionists in them?
Oh, as far as having healthy eating specialists, most of them, especially in this area, in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, we have healthy eating specialists.
So we have one in Rockville, and we have
absolutely.
River Road.
Yep, and actually most of the Whole Foods, that's for 2014, are really working towards having a healthy eating specialist in each store. So, yes, and all the stores in this area do have one. So it's really great. It's an unusual thing for a grocery store to have.
Because, you know, it's overhead in a sense, but clearly what you guys are going to end up doing is selling more healthy stuff. Whole Foods is smart.
All right, well, I'm ready to try some of that salad. Okay. And while you're doing that, let's bring V back on to the mic. Hey there.
Hi.
So that first juice was delicious.
Very spicy.
It was very
okay.
light.
What
was yes. that spicy?
What size portion? In other words, we had a little, this is maybe
like a little shot.
An ounce or whatever.
Yeah, like two.
So
yeah,
what would you drink in the morning typically to start your day off right?
Like how? Like a yeah. whole bottle is great.
Just
or even half
as a
bottle.
Part of, as a part of breakfast.
Yeah,
like
as a
you
part
don't
of breakfast.
View these as meal replacements, right?
Yeah, so even like if you were to start your day, even before breakfast, you drink this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit down and you have, because again, like lemon serves as an appetite suppressant. So you're actually, once you drink a full bottle, you're actually not as hungry, which is the whole, like with when you're cleansing and you're only drinking, let's say, six of these a day, you're not as hungry as
But if you're doing a cleanse, like I did, you know, Puree in Bethesda.
Yeah, yeah.
I did their 3-day cleanse. Couple of months ago, and I probably lost 9-10 pounds in the 3 days.
Wow.
And then 3 days later.
You know what? But one of the nice things about marriage is how comfortable you feel crapping on the person you're married to on the radio. That's nice. But what I was going to ask, wait, are you done?
I'm honest.
Could you, is there an off button? Is that the, I mean, can I cleanse and meal replace with your stuff too? I mean,
yeah,
would
so
I do?
You could. So, again, our product is great on its own and you don't need to cleanse. And there's a lot of people who don't like to cleanse and they would just rather have one or two of these a day, every day. And that's awesome.
And I would like to jump in and just say, I think for a person who's got one foot in the grave, I don't look that bad. So thank you. But
no.
Having said that. So I mean,
I don't hear anybody challenging you.
No, Caputo's looking at me like, let me get that poor old bastard on a cycle quick before he croaks. How many days would you cleanse?
So on average, and what most people do is they do 3 days. Mm-hmm. But what's great about our options is that we have options for everyone. So we have options that have sprout salads. We have options that have milks, dairy-free milks, that have date bars. So you're not necessarily
mix
just
and match.
Because I thought, I did a detox for 2 days. And
yeah.
And I didn't mind it. I mean, I I'm an eater. Like, I eat, you know? So, like, when you're, like, lemon juice, like, suppresses your appetite, I'm like, no, it doesn't. I mean, not for me. Nothing suppresses my appetite. I'm always hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But what I thought I would miss was the chewing.
Yeah.
Like a bird. What are you talking about?
I don't eat like a bird. But... So to me, like, I think incorporating something to chew on at some point, I just think people miss that,
yeah.
you know, sort of
they
tactile
definitely do.
Part.
Between the chewing and the caffeine, that's mm-hmm. those are the things that people will miss most when they're cleansing. And so, you know, we don't give caffeine, but in the sense, like, the one that you get first thing in the morning is called You're Awake, and it's got blue-green algae and chlorella. And so it really, the purpose of that one is to wake you up
Pops
and
you
to
up.
Kind of serve as, like, a coffee replacement.
What do these cost?
They cost around $6.50 to $7.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so which one are we going to try next?
Yeah. So, we're going to go to another, well, a little bit extreme player. So the turmeric one, it's called Stretch.
Okay.
It's got turmeric, cardamom, vanilla, and black pepper. So this one is great for any inflammation that you have in your body. It's a great recovery drink after working out. So we're going to try that
one
out.
Okay, cool.
Good.
For it. I'm looking forward to it.
So... Let's turn to
exercise.
Mark Caputo and Zenga. Well, here's the thing. When Nikki and I were talking last night, and I'm always happy to mention, I lived in Italy for a couple of years, and you would see these flocks of bicyclists, you know, going by, and they would go, you know, you knew they were going 8 million miles, but they all had these huge guts. Basically, the cycling was helping them from the pupic on down. That's a belly button. So, but the gut was big, and they were flabby, but they could go forever. And so that was always my impression of cycling. But wait a minute, you guys have solved that problem because you've got a holistic whole body workout.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the biggest difference, and we had talked about it earlier, is we are not spinning. We're not a spin class.
Mm-hmm.
And spin was developed about 35 years ago. It's the most popular of all the group indoor exercise classes. And it was really developed as outdoor cycle training done indoors. So when you think of an outdoor cyclist, what are they doing? They're sitting on the bike, pedaling, going up mountains, and so you're going to get a very strong lower body, but you're not really doing anything for the upper body.
Right.
And so what we found was, what's the safest exercise that anybody can do? Sitting on a bike that doesn't go anywhere, that's inside, there's no cats, there's no dogs, there's no trees, And so in 45 minutes, if you can find a way now to not only incorporate the cardio, but also work your upper body, and that's basically what we've done. So in a regular spin class, you're actually seated about 80% of the time.
Okay.
In our class, you're actually in motion probably about 80% of the time. It's very rhythmic based. It's very music oriented. And again,
so are you getting up a lot? I mean, since neither of us have had the opportunity yet to take the class, and just for people who don't know, you have a place in Bethesda, and you just opened one in Logan Circle.
We just opened New Year's Day, yes, in Logan Circle.
So tell us how a normal, like for a beginner, like I work out almost every day, but I've never spun or cycled or done any of that. So how would I do this the first time?
So, I mean, that's actually the beautiful thing is anybody can do it. I mean, our kind of target market really ranges from 14 up to, we have a lovely couple that comes to Bethesda. Mm-hmm. He's 82. She's in her late 70s.
Well, so I would be the only.
You are perfect. Yes.
Oh, right.
And you know what's great? By the time I get there, I'll be a widower and all you young chicks can.
It's, we don't use sneakers, which is actually probably what about 90% of the cycle studios use.
What do you use?
We use special shoes that outdoor cyclists use, so you actually clip into the bike.
Okay.
And it makes it much, much safer.
So,
wait, do you
have
to buy the special shoes?
No. Good thing is, at Zango Cycle, when
it's
you
like
register,
a bowling alley.
You're, to a certain extent, yes. Okay. Your first class is always free, and we always give you the shoes the first time free. Mm-hmm. After that, we can rent them. That's okay. Where women usually view it as the bowling shoe mentality and end up buying after about three classes.
Right.
Men always feel my socks are clean, so I'm okay. Just give me another pair of shoes and we'll be all good. But that,
I've
that
got athlete's foot anyways. It doesn't matter. So
just, thank you.
We may give you a pair to take home with you then. But you're kind of one with the bike. I mean, you're really very safe and secure. And so you're not getting up and out of the bike, but you're staying on the bike. You're doing a lot of, for lack of a better word, presses. We use physical therapy sandbags. We have physical therapy sandbags, 1, 2, and 3 pounds, that there's a 5-minute segment that you're going to tone your upper body. And you're just introducing not only the cardio, but all core conditioning as well.
And are there levels of classes? Like, what are the kind of offerings available?
The good thing is every class is available to any person because it truly is an individual exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we took basically the gym concept, you know, which is bright and windows and everyone in the gym is kind of looking at you. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to make it this no judgment zone.
Okay.
So it's in a dark room. There are no windows. You go at your own pace. So the class is taught at 100%, but the instructor will tell you, if you feel it, do it. If it doesn't feel right, take a break, come back when you're ready.
All right, let me ask about people like yours truly, because I'm laser focused on the fact that I've got a new knee that's only barely starting to work now. Is this the kind of thing that can help me rehab an injury, which essentially is what I've got? I mean, is it a good thing or not a good thing?
Yeah, no, I mean, again, it's a good thing and you would need some modification. Mm. The best thing is there is no impact, and that's really the beauty of it. So we're getting, I mean, you get runners. I mean, the damage that a runner is doing outside to their knees, their joints, you know, really everything. Anything can be modified. If you have a bad back or neck, we raise the handlebars a little bit. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you not to do certain things. The knee, a couple of exercises we would tell you probably not to do unless it feels right. But, you know, really any age, any physical fitness level, all good to go.
All right. We have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk about the sort of instructors you have and how people can curtail each class to them. Because I think that's what's scary for the first timer before they
absolutely
come in. Okay, great. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We are celebrating 2014 by being healthy. Woohoo! We'll be back in just a sec.
When I served in Iraq and Afghanistan, my buddies and I would do anything for each other. That's important whether you're in a firefight or fighting to regain your life. When I came home injured, there are people I can count on, like DAV.
DAV, Disabled American Veterans, stands behind America's veterans to make their transition back home easier with free services and help getting the benefits they've earned. Help us fulfill the promise to our men and women who served. Go to DAV.org to learn more.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserved. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here.
This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio. In today's competitive job market, imagine not having the reading skills needed to even fill out an application. 90,000 adults in D.C. are considered functionally illiterate. It takes a lot for an adult to admit they can't read. It takes even more courage to do something about it. The Washington Literacy Center teaches adult learners to read, giving them options and a bright future. Please give back to the community by donating today. Go to WashingtonLiteracyCenter.org and make your much-needed charitable contribution. Changing lives through literacy. WashingtonLiteracyCenter.org.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Hey, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're talking to Mark Caputo from Zengo, the great cycling fitness center that is in Bethesda and now in Logan Circle. And Mark, before we went to the break, we were talking about your classes and all that. Talk about the instructors, because in your materials it says they're certified. What does that mean, and who certifies them and all of that?
But everyone has some certification. It's either all of ours are at least certified through Schwinn, which is about proper body setup, which is about interval heart rate training.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the basics. What we do has actually nothing to do with the certification class.
Mm-hmm.
The instructors, we actually say, are more performance artists than they are just fitness instructors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're part DJ, they're part magician, they're part therapist.
So they come up with their own playlists. They do their, or do
yeah,
you guys have a playlist? How does it work?
I mean, we have structure. I mean, and that's actually one of the big things is, with the music, every instructor has a different personality, like every relationship. Everybody
mm-hmm.
is kind of attracted to different people, and right. so there will be, legions of people.
So
that
I could become an instructor
and
do that wicka wicka thing.
New year, new knee, new you.
We
figure
that's
it out.
That's where we're going.
DJ Dave.
So they all have kind of their own sort of vibe. They all sort of play their own music. The classes are all structured the same.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter whether you went to Logan or Bethesda, you took a different instructor, you'll know what to expect if you've been there.
All right, two
questions.
Wait,
no. I have to ask how you sign up. Signing up for classes, you have to know how to do it, right?
The good thing is we have had the fortune of really taking off much faster than
anticipated. Because Bethesda's insane. It is.
We the month of December, we had over 5,000 riders through the doors in 31 days. I mean, it's nuts.
And how many actual physical
45
classes?
45 bikes.
That's it? There's just one classroom?
One room, 45 bikes. And so we run, three to seven classes a day.
Okay.
The way the signups work is you book a week in advance, and we kind of follow the airline model.
Mm-hmm.
So on Monday at 1:00, you go on, you register, you'll see the entire week schedule. You pick on the class you want.
Mm-hmm.
A map of the room shows up.
You pick your bike.
So you can pick the actual bike you want. And as opposed to, a gym or anywhere else, we have to get there an hour early. The door opens and it's this cattle call of type A personalities pushing and shoving to get to the front row.
Right.
We've made it kind of as civilized as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get there, your name is just right next to your bike number. You initial, you go to your bike. No one is touching your stuff.
Oh, that's pretty
cool.
And
can you sit by an exit for more legroom?
And you're doing that at Logan Circle too?
And we do. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And now on the ZengoCycle.com under reserve, there's a drop down for Bethesda and for Logan. And yes, we actually keep a couple of special bikes in the back right
for
near
the
door
old dudes.
Just for our special guests.
Well, wait a minute. What are the hours? Because, for people who work, it's either, crack of dawn or, the wee hours.
Yeah. I mean, we start at 6 a.m. and classes go up until 7:00 at night. Our weekend, pretty much our in Bethesda, our 8:45 and 10 a.m.s are sold out Monday to Sunday. And
mm-hmm.
the weekend classes, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, sell out in, less than a minute.
We have friends who really love it.
We have clients that will say she ducks out of her therapist office at 5:01 to go in on her iPhone and start scheduling.
Now, the therapist or the patient?
I think the therapist is actually happy because she's getting a break and she's still charging.
You're nuts. Go cycle.
We have another client who I won't give his name, who's an attorney at the FTC,
mm-hmm.
who's been known to duck out of a couple of meetings to go in and kind of sign up. So you have this like whole psychology of trying to just kind of get on and get your
public servants or
where the money is going.
Well, I do know. I don't have a date yet, but I'll announce it on Twitter. I'm going to be hosting a class at the one. Logan at Logan Circle.
Perfect.
So everybody who comes with me can go for free and get to try it, and we'll try it too.
Want to announce that I haven't been invited yet. That's really nice.
Well, that's actually the beautiful thing is, I mean, we've had people rent it out for birthday parties, corporate events. We had a divorce party, get my body back in shape party.
Oh, I love that.
Whoa. What do you love about that, honey?
I think it's so insane.
I'm going to leave you penniless. Anyways.
Right. I was like, really? Well, this is terrific. All right. Give everybody their locations, please.
Two locations. Bethesda is 4866 Cordell Avenue, mm-hmm. and Logan Circle is 1508 14th Street, right in between P and Church.
And tell people how they can sign up, because you get the newsletter so that you can then sign up.
Once you go and register at mm-hmm. ZengoCycle.com, mm-hmm. you create an account. It actually puts an initial credit in your account, mm-hmm. so your first class is always free. Mm-hmm. You'll then get on our mailing list. We send kind of a Sunday update. And then at 12:55 on Mondays, we send a reminder. The booking window is about to open, so get ready, get set, Zen Go, sign up.
That sounds very stressful.
Terrible to have that much business.
I'm already stressed out. I haven't even signed up yet.
Look at him. The guy hasn't stopped smiling since he walked in here.
Logan opened a week ago, and we've had 14 classes in 5 days. 7 have been sold out.
It's awesome.
So it's been fantastic.
Great.
Yeah,
well,
I'd say it's the right neighborhood.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so
much.
All right. Now let's talk about my favorite subject, organizing the kitchen.
Well, wait, before we get into organization, V, why don't you just pour us one more juice before we come back to you at the end, or tonic, I apologize. What are you going to pour next?
But wait a minute, V, before you do that real quick, where do we get this stuff?
Zengo Cycle.
Oh, there we go. Oh, my God. That worked out so
Zengo
well.
Zengo Cycle is one of the locations. And then we have many locations downtown D.C. So yoga studios, places like that.
If we're out in the burbs, though.
In the burbs,
your
Zengo Cycle.
Right. In Bethesda.
Is your option.
So if you don't live in Bethesda.
Or you can get it delivered.
Really?
There's a minimum order, and you can get it delivered right to your house.
Okay, cool. What are you going to pour next?
So is this the last one?
No, you got one more after us.
Okay, so we're going to do the digest, which is aloe vera, mint, and ginger. So it's great for digestion.
So I can drink my body lotion?
So
exactly.
He's such a jerk. Do you drink this before you eat, after you eat? What's the...
This one is great after you eat. It's also great after a workout. It's super refreshing. Again, you're getting the aloe vera, which is why it's good to have after you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
The mint and the ginger. It's just very soothing. It's great at the end of the day as well.
Cool. All right.
So here we
go.
All
right, let's get to Chef Jess.
All right, Chef Jess. Jessica Swift, you're going to be talking mostly to my wife here, but your background was very interesting. I want to talk about that. We'll talk about some of that reality TV stuff you did too. But give us your background, how you got into this in the first place.
Okay, well, I originally wanted to be just a chef.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I felt like it was my responsibility to make him healthy. Because of that, I actually went to school to undergrad for dietetics, became a registered dietitian, and moved on to get my master's in nutritional sciences. My father was very overweight. Today I can report he is at his correct weight, and he's a marathon runner. He no longer takes medicine. It's just from eating healthy and exercising.
See, my kids would already be picking through my wallet. That's going to be good for you.
So how did you help your dad? I mean, what did you do to help him?
Well, first I had to help him come to the realization that you can't eat whatever you would like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so bad that he blacked out. He passed out, went to the hospital. His glucose level was 500. That's like I've seen people die from that. So that is very scary. So I kind of put him on a plan. It's the process of kind of, you know, guess and check. It's all about what you will and what you won't do and mm-hmm. what you can do. Everything is not good for everyone. So we really focused on a lot of plant-based nutrition. We focused on high amounts of lean protein, making sure he get his exercise in. And also, you know, those whole grains instead of doing, we cut out all refined sugars, all refined processed type foods. And from that, he was able to, start with a healthier diet and with the combination of exercise, get down to where he is today.
He's running marathons?
And my dad is a marathon-aholic.
Really?
I mean, he probably runs like 6 or 7 a year.
Well, let's talk about processed
foods. From
not
running at all.
I think processed foods are interesting for people because it's sort of this buzzword right now that you should eliminate mm-hmm. processed foods from your diet. But what does that for those who don't understand what that means, I mean, it's not just Twinkies and Oreos. What does processed food refer to specifically?
When, instead of getting into the whole mechanism of processed foods, just think about what is not whole. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you have to do a lot to my food, you don't want it, because when they do a lot, there is a chance of adding in a lot of different additives, preservatives, things that aren't good for you. Also, you know, like when you process wheat, you take out the good stuff. You take out the protein. Mm-hmm. So that is something that you don't want. You also lose a lot of nutrients. But for the manufacturers, the shelf life is amazing. That's what's important to them. It's not really the whole nutrition. So I really, give kudos to those companies that really pride themselves on, you know, those whole grains, whole foods.
Mm-hmm. She said whole foods.
Right.
Whole foods.
Subtle pitch.
Well, I mean, just really, really making sure that people are aware that, you know, good food is natural. Good food is fresh. You don't have to do a lot to make it good.
Well, what about, I think bread is interesting. So many people shun bread. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you go, let's say, to Whole Foods and buy, I love their flaxseed quinoa bread.
Okay.
But now, is that considered processed? Because it is a bread.
Well, to make bread, you do have to process. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you have to take the quinoa. Okay. So it is a process.
Right.
So process is not necessarily a super bad word when it comes to if you're using all good ingredients.
Okay.
Okay. When you start adding in sugars and things like that, that's when it gets a little crazy. But if you have quinoa, you have flax seeds, mm-hmm. the nutrients from those ingredients kind of make up from, you know, them having to actually mill it and
put it
together and bake it and things
Sherry
like that.
Sherry Letzer's nodding.
Yeah. That's
good. Exactly. A difference between something that's lightly processed.
Right.
And something that has...
It's put through the ringer.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask, because one of the things that feeds into this is allergens and sort of cross-pollination of allergens when foods are being processed or prepared. So how does that fall into it? You know.
Well, and that's another thing. If you have a lot of allergies, like I have some clients with severe allergies. I have one little girl who has a lot. I mean, almost everything you can think of. Mm-hmm. So she pretty much leads a vegan lifestyle. But as far as the processing and the allergens, you just want to make sure that when you look on the back of that ingredient label, less is better for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you see it has 25 ingredients and some of them you can't read, then stay away from it, because if you have allergies, that could potentially, you know, lead to like anaphylactic shock or something mm-hmm. like that.
Can I ask a question just about peanut allergies? I mean, when I was growing up, nobody had peanut allergies. Where the hell did that come from? Because now everybody is like freaked out over peanuts.
Well, it's not that they're freaked out. I mean, my niece has a severe peanut allergy.
Well, yeah, I have a family member with a peanut allergy as well.
Where did it come from?
And I don't know if it's where it came from. Some people say that it's due to decreased amounts of breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. They say that, you know, through the breast milk, they say that the mom has antibodies and things like that that helps the baby from having different types of allergies. And then others, I think some of it we may not have been aware of. We didn't know what that was happening when you ate a peanut. You just know, oh, something happens, let's stay away from it. And it wasn't until studies and documentation that we really...
I mean, when people go into anaphylactic shock.
Right. I mean it's pretty severe.
They need an EpiPen because they ate a peanut.
Yeah. No, it's serious. And then also think about, too, back in the day, stuff wasn't as processed. So mm-hmm. you didn't really know, because when you had corn, you usually went outside and picked it and you got your corn.
Right, it
you
wasn't know, corn syrup and
yeah,
that kind
Yeah, it wasn't
of stuff.
All the other other stuff, and you weren't going to the grocery store grabbing stuff that's mixed with, you know, 25 ingredients. It was pretty
much
fresh.
Well, that's the problem. It's like peanut oil and, like, you know, they put peanut byproducts into lots of things to help thicken different, like, soups and, like, you wouldn't even know that it's in
right.
there.
Right, same thing with gluten.
Right. Yeah. It's like, that's how, like, little things give you allergies. I mean, mm-hmm. That's what I've read about it.
We need to take a break, and we haven't talked about clean cabinets yet.
I know, but we
have. I'm so verklempt.
When we come back, we are going to clean out our fridge and clean out our pantries. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rory Coakley with Coakley Realty. Did you know that Big Brothers Big Sisters utilizes over 100 plus years experience to deliver life-changing mentoring to at-risk children? Big Brothers Big Sisters helps vulnerable kids reach their full potential through one-to-one mentoring relationships. Please join me in supporting this excellent cause by going to bbbsnca.org and make a contribution. That's bbbsnca.org. Consider it done.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Government contractors are helping federal employees across the country who are losing pay to furloughs. If your organization is asking, how can we help? The Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund, FEA, offers no-interest loans to feds in need. Loans are made only for necessities like rent, mortgage, or utilities. A recent $25,000 donation by a contractor extended loans by an entire week. Your company can help keep the lights on or ensure a federal family continues to have a roof over its head. Help feds in need today. Go to feea.org/corporate support.
Hey, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. And before we get back to talking about cleaning our cabinets, I just want to thank the folks, some of the folks that make this show possible. Our friends at Georgetown Bagelry have been providing unbelievable best bagels in Washington to this show for over, 6 years?
5 years.
Love their stuff. Mm-hmm. 5 years, 6 years, after a while. Who's counting? What anniversary is it? Folks at Neighborhood Restaurant Group, Birch and Barley, Blue Jacket, the new Iron Gate, which is awesome. You got to go there. Mm-hmm. Thanks to them. Black's Restaurant Group, Jeff and Barbara Black and all their restaurants. Mm-hmm. The Virginia Wine Board, the American Lamb Board. Our buddy Craig Rogers at Border Springs Farm, who's a big supporter of the show. The people at Union Market are just some of the folks that support us. If you're not among them, get on board.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't be shy. All right. So let's get back with Chef Jess and talk about cleaning them cabinets.
So, let's talk about spices and herbs, you know, in your spice drawer. How long do those things last for? Let's talk about canned items. Like, what, now that it's the new year and we're going to clean out everything, what's the best way to go about doing it?
Okay, well, first, when you go to your cabinet, if you haven't touched it in all of 2013, throw it out.
Good advice. Set the cabinet on fire.
Yes, just get rid of it.
Okay.
I think when I look in my pantry, I always try to make sure I have those things that are typically better for me in the front. Mm-hmm. The things that are not so good for you, if you're not going to get rid of them because you know, I may want that, you know, little piece of chocolate or whatever, put it towards the back.
Little piece of chocolate.
I hide the Oreos in the way backwards. You can't see them.
I don't buy Oreos.
The Numinos.
I buy Numinos.
But I got a question for you. What about spices? Because we have 800,000 of those little spice bottles, and some of them have been there since
Nixon.
No,
they haven't.
You know,
honestly, me, I'm a chef, so I love fresh. I'm a foodie. For me, I go through spices like that. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much a 6-month turnaround. I usually say after 6 months, like
get
the potency. Yeah. That's what, because you know, you're opening in.
Right.
So you're putting stuff in.
But how do you know? Do you date them?
I mean, I guess.
Well, I guess you should date them, but I go through spices so much that I just.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Everything's getting used up.
Nikki had a lot of spice when I started dating her. Thank you.
And then we got married.
Thank you very much.
And that was the end of that. All right. Well, let's also talk about, so you're very big on helping your clients and telling people about combating cardiovascular disease. What are some of the suggestions you have for people who may have heart issues?
Okay, so for cardiovascular, I always recommend foods high in antioxidants. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my clients, the darker or the darker the color mm-hmm. of the fruit or vegetable, the more nutrients that you have in that. Mm-hmm. So for example, you know, kale will have more than romaine, lettuce, and iceberg will definitely have less than.
But what we heard earlier is that collards are the new kale. Is that correct? That's the new trend?
Honestly, I have been cooking with collards forever, so. But I do juice with collards. I will. That's the one thing that I did start doing.
Well, kale was no place, and then all of a sudden, about 4 years ago, kale was the stuff you fed to horses because it was so coarse and kind of spiny.
Yeah, but they also
not have baby kale.
Oh, baby kale.
There's baby kale, but also, you know, there was just that one coarse kale that they would carry in the markets, but now there's so many other
varieties,
varieties that are available. There are a lot. They have five at Whole Foods that are tender and softer, and at the farmers markets now too. I mean, there's so many different kinds that they're more digestible. Am I correct in that? Because they're not as coarse as that one that, like, I don't know what they.
That you have to cook forever,
right?
Yeah, there's a garnish on the face.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That curly
let's have
kale.
Some kale
exactly.
Wilbur.
But I mean, that's the answer to your question all on right. That one. Now thank you're going to be at the NBC. Health
yes,
Expo?
I'm partnering with Kaiser Permanente, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be doing a couple of chef demos Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 on the Kaiser
weekend?
Next weekend on the Kaiser stage at the Convention Center.
Well, tell us a little bit about the kind of demos that you're going to be doing.
We're
going to
be making. I'm partnering with them to do healthy. Budget-friendly lunches for kids and adults.
Okay.
So they have this initiative to help out with healthy lunches in schools. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be doing a couple of different. I'm going to do actually Freca. Have you heard of that?
I love it.
Okay. So I'm doing
a Freca
salad.
With it. I love
so
it.
So you have to come.
Okay.
I'm doing a Freca
salad.
Isn't
that how they separate petroleum
I didn't know
from
that's how. I've been calling it Freca. I didn't know how it was pronounced, but I just did a risotto with it, and it was delicious.
It is. It's so nutty. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do a Parmesan and spinach chicken wrap for the kids.
Okay.
That they can actually take in their lunch. So that'll be fun. And then I'm also going to sign some autographs on aprons after the demo.
Cool.
So I'm excited.
All right. So everybody can check you out
there.
Is there
a place to find you online?
Yes. Chef-Jess.com is my website.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can follow me, Chef Jess RD on Facebook or Chef_JessRD on Twitter.
Great. And one thing we didn't talk about, we have 1 minute. Tell us about when you were with Guy Fieri.
Oh, my gosh. It was an amazing experience. I loved it.
Well,
His hair is
awesome.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you, what is with his hair?
You think it's hard. It doesn't, like, when you get up close, it's not, it doesn't really look like it's that hard, but it looks really hard on TV.
Yes, it does.
But, I mean, it's funny. It was funny. I was with some other great
What was the name
chefs.
Of the show?
Guy's Grocery Games. Everybody knows that,
and
Nikki.
And I did healthy foods, and, you know, I got a lot of good critiques on my food, so it was awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
I would love to come back.
Well, okay, good.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you just stay? We'll be back next week.
Me?
You just wait
come
long enough.
Come on over. All right.
Hi.
So, tell us what we're trying next.
Okay, so this is the last one, right?
Yeah, this is it. The show ends
this
in 5 minutes.
This is it. So we're gonna do a seasonal.
Okay.
So we always have seasonal flavors, depending. Yeah.
Like beers.
Exactly. It's like craft tonics.
Right.
So this season we had a cran kale, which is cranberry, kale, and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Clever
awesome.
That you called it cran kale.
I know. It's very. And then, but the one I brought today is nut nog. So it's really meant to replace an eggnog, obviously. Mm-hmm. We make it with cashews, alkaline water, dates, nutmeg, cinnamon.
That sounds good.
It's delicious. So it goes, if you want to be super healthy, you can just drink it like this, or if you can also do it as a cocktail, it's really nice.
Well, so you have your core tonics.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't want to call them juices. So you have your core tonics, but then how do you incorporate your seasonal ones in? Like, are you looking for medicinal values? Are you looking for just flavor? Like, how do you come up with your recipes?
So for the seasonals, they're meant to be a little bit more fun, maybe not necessarily as medicinal as our core flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're always getting, I mean, we had one this summer that was watermelon, chia seeds, and lemongrass, which was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, our number one thing is flavor.
Okay.
If it doesn't taste good, we're not going to put it out
there.
Nobody's
going to drink it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, when you do a detox with your tonics, how many, let's say just a general one, how many do you have a day?
So normally you have 6 to 7 items.
Every 2 hours?
Yeah, about every 2 hours. So whether it's a tonic, mostly tonics, and then you can also get some of the dairy-free milk, and then we have sprout salad as well. So about every 2 hours, you're getting something, and it's like 6 to 7 items per day.
All right, so let's tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, so we are actually working on our website right now. There's no website, so the easiest way is through, we have a Facebook page. It's Hey Goûté. We're on Twitter.
And that's G-U-T-E-R, right?
Yeah,
G-O-U-T-E-R.
So it's Twitter is at Hey Goûté, H-E-Y-G-O-U-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram. But in terms of getting a cleanse, a delivery, It's email. So okay. V, just the letter V at heygoutte.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right, we're looking forward to try that. Sherry, I want to bring you back because tell us a little bit about the salad you made since we haven't had a chance to taste it yet. And
tell us fast, though, because we're almost off the air.
Okay. Well, we've got red cabbage, also known as purple cabbage. And speaking of antioxidants, it's the nice dark, deep color, gives it contains flavonoids, which is a really beneficial antioxidant. Also, wide range of other vitamins, minerals, really great source of vitamin C. So I've got it with some gala apples, some black currants and golden raisins, a little bit of one of our 365 brand lemon tahini dressing, and some chopped pecans, and just kind of threw it together.
And just mixed it up.
A little bit of red onion, too.
Okay, yeah, great. Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We want to thank all of our guests.
Oh, no, I got to jump in.
Okay, jump in.
We do want to thank everybody, but I want to make sure that everybody knows that what you hear on the show, it's just a tiny sliver of what's going on out there in the world for food, for wine, for food for health, for all of this stuff. And if you go to the listareyouonit.com, you can join about 35,000 other subscribers for free. That's Nikki's website, and it's got information about everything you heard today and everything else going on across the greater Washington region at the vineyards, at the stores, at the restaurants. So be smart. Do that. Or follow her on Twitter. Or listen to her on WTOP, which is 103.5 FM today at 12:50 and on what, Thursdays?
And Thursdays.
At what time?
12:10.
Damn it, listen to my wife.
Okay. Yeah, take your own advice.
Yeah, I listen to you. In fact, I can't shut you off, which is my bigger problem.
Okay, the show is over. So we want to thank all of our guests for joining us today. We hope everybody is kicking off 2014 right. It should be healthy. It should be happy. And hopefully wealthy is too. We have a great show planned for next week. We'll have Booze back in studio.
And
join
us. One piece of advice. Never get a new knee. Okay. Just have them amputated.
Stop. Everybody, please have a delicious week.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.